It always amazes me how much power Jesus puts into the hands of the disciples in terms of the future of the church. And it's not as if Jesus is not looking out over the church or making sure that the church doesn't sink, as he promises Peter definitively that that's not going to happen, that the jaws of hell will never prevail against it. But nevertheless, he gives enormous power, to the disciples, with almost, sometimes they get instruction from him, but it's sort of like they have to have faith. And if they don't have faith that he has given them the power, the Holy Spirit, to do what they need to do, they don't have faith that their prayers will be efficacious, then the church isn't going to happen. It's not going to survive. So he has to let them kind of go. He has to let them prove their trust, their faith in his power, to prove their trust and their faith that God will honor their prayers and make their prayers efficacious. And so he sends these people, on their way. And of course, we see, he picks 72. He says, okay, you guys, here are your instructions. Don't take a lot with you. In other words, depend on God. It's your faith. If you have faith, if you trust me, get out there and don't carry an extra coin in your bag. Don't carry a stick with you and so forth. When people ask you to heal their sick, do it. Heal their sick, lay hands on them and heal their sick. If they ask you to drive out a demon, well, then do it. Drive that demon out like I drive demons out. And of course, you look at that and go, oh man, I can just see myself, in this position. I haven't done a lot of driving out of demons before. How about if I just, get a few practice tips, But Jesus kind of saying, have faith, move out, on off you go, And of course, these guys literally, they go off and they come back, and they say, oh my gosh, the demons actually responded to your name when we said it. Jesus goes, yeah. And we were able to heal the sick. Yeah. And of course, it was their faith, though, because what Jesus requires ever and always, if the Spirit is to be, moved from himself to the people that he's going to give it to, they have to have that essential belief in him, in his power, in his divinity, and in the fact that God would give the Spirit to them to help the church. So in today's gospel, we hear, just ask the laborer to send, ask the harvest master to send laborers into the field. And you think, prayer for vocations. Okay, let's pray for vocations. I'm sure that'll work. Can't be that way. We have to really pray for vocations. Yes, prayer needs to be accompanied by works. We have to get out there and we have to encourage people, to become priests, to become sisters, to become brothers, to become lay associates, to get involved. We do have to be out there encouraging them to become part of the church. But also we have to pray that God's going to touch these people, because we know when God starts touching people, he becomes quite irresistible to a person who has faith and who's going to allow, right? God's not going to touch anyone interiorly who's not ready to be touched that way, because, of course, he could send out kind of a maniac into the field. But if somebody is ready to be touched in that way, God can make his presence so deeply felt that even though they're not perfectly ready, he can call them with an immense interior power and desire. And when he does, right, it's almost irresistible. Some people, I just know we have to pray that people will be open to that they will have the faith to receive that. You know, it's sometimes in this culture we second guess everything. You know, we're constantly asking the question whether, and never the question how, whether I should have done this, whether I should have made this move, whether I should have committed myself to something, instead of how am I just going to follow through on this. This is a noble thing that I embarked on, that I ventured onto. I'm going to follow through, you know, and if we do that, it's amazing if we have that faith. We can move mountains. If we have that faith, God can start working through us, not only in the interior designs of our heart to bring us closer to Him, but also in the exterior manifestation of our works, in the charism of our speech, in the charism of our actions. We can actually become His real disciples through faith. And so, of course, we must ask the Harvest Master to send laborers into the field, and above all, ask in faith and ask that the Lord will help this whole new generation to have the faith to open the doors that will, of course, set the church and His word on fire in the culture. Amen.